welcome back to the Grits and a Brit podcast. If you don't know why we're Grits and a Brit yet, please see episode one.
Yes, check out episode one. It's quite good.
And while you're there, subscribe, download.
And like.
Like, yeah, comment.
All the things.
Listen in the car. I don't know.
That'd be good. Yeah, listen in the car on the way to work.
Yeah.
To all the episodes.
But before we jump into today's spooky episode,
spooky. Jay,
yes, spooky. Would you like to recap what we talked about last time?
You keep asking me this as if I can remember, and I'll be honest, it always takes me a minute. So we did the shoe game,
mm-hmm.
which was something we did at the wedding, mm-hmm. where it was a kind of we're sitting back to back and we would be asked questions and we see who came up with the answers. And if we matched answers or if we got different answers, like
right.
who does the cooking most of all and
yeah.
you or me, and who takes the sheets in the bed most of all, you or me. And we found out that yeah. was me, and you don't even know because I do when you sleep. And I just,
yeah.
anyway. So yeah, that was it really. It was a shoe game. It was quite good. But unfortunately, we got a little bit carried away.
We did. We did.
With the shoe game. And we talked about the shoe game for maybe 20 minutes.
And forgot to do a podcast,
to do an actual podcast. So that's why we called that episode The Time We Forgot to Do a Podcast.
Yeah.
Because we basically did.
I mean, in our defense, it was a lot of fun. It was just lots of fun.
It was. It was actually quite good.
But
I enjoyed it.
We cannot do that this time. We can't let the warm-up go on this time because we have a lot to cover. What are we covering today?
We're covering Halloween.
Halloween.
Because we're recording this a few days before the spooky time arrives.
Yeah. I mean, we're essentially in the week of Halloween now. So got a lot to cover today. We're going to do an abridged warm-up today.
Very short warm-up today that won't last 20 minutes.
To compensate
minutes.
For last week.
Yeah.
What do you have for us today?
Okay, so because it's Halloween, I thought we would go with what kind of creature are you? So horror movie type creature like zombie, werewolf, mummy, the thing from the Black Lagoon. So those kind of things. So to start off with, what would you guess that I am?
Oh, we're guessing.
Yeah.
So we're guessing what, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What kind of creature would you, and be nice.
Good. Nice. It's good that you clarified that.
Yeah, be nice.
Let's see. I think you would be either a mummy or a vampire.
A mummy, because I'm always wrapped up in bandages. I keep having accidents.
That, you know what? That's actually true.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, the amount
but
of
that's
accidents.
Not why.
Yeah.
So okay. I was saying mummy because if you're like tired or hungry or something, you just kind of walk around like.
I walk around going, like a mummy.
I tease you. I'm like, grumble, grumble, grumble,
yeah.
grumble.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be.
But yeah. But then I would say vampire because you hate the sun.
I do. I'm not a sun person. For anybody who knows me.
Not an outdoor person. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm mainly because when I come out in the summer, the bugs love me.
Yeah.
And it's always hot and sunny when the bugs are out. So I try
it's
to
true.
Avoid because
this is
they don't go near you, but they just
yeah.
bite me like it's the last time they're going to have a meal. Yeah. It's like, let's bite him quickly.
That's true. It's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, so I don't really go in the sun too much, which is why I'm pale. But that's my Irish ancestry as well.
Yeah.
We're pale. Lots of freckles. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
So is that what you...
I mean,
what do you think you are?
I mean, going with the food thing, probably like a zombie, you know, the arms stretched out, wandering around going, oh, where's the food?
Oh, you
looking
know what?
For, I want food.
Yeah, that's really accurate.
Like a zombie. Yeah.
That's
I don't know
really
if that's,
accurate.
I don't know if that's how zombies speak, looking for food. But yeah, that's my kind of impression of a zombie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Speaking of zombies,
zombies,
for those of you who can't see, our dog has just walked
in the room. It's thrown me out a bit. Yeah, okay, so where were we talking about? Okay, so.
So you
zombie.
Are a zombie.
Yeah.
What do you think I am?
I would go with, I think, kind of a werewolf or a witch.
A werewolf?
Yeah.
Am I hairy?
No, no. But, I mean, seeing as the dogs walked in, you have this uncanny ability to talk to the dog and the dog understands you.
Yeah.
A bit like sort of werewolves, animals, dogs. So, I mean, it's a bit like Harry Potter with his kind of snake thing, talking to snakes and all the snakes understand him.
Parcel tongue.
Yeah, that's you with the dog. You just look at the dog and say something. He's like, what? So, and how do you even know? What?
Yeah.
He understands. So, yeah. And yeah. I'm not being nasty and saying you're a witch, like a witch. No, it's the Southern sayings. I mean, you use these Southern sayings, and to be honest, they just sound like spells to me. It's like, yonder. It's like some kind of a strange mystic spell.
Yonderificus totalitas.
Exactly. See, that's the Harry Potter nerd coming out in you. Yonderificus totalis. Yeah, exactly. I have no idea what that means, but it sounds good. So yeah, anyway, we're dragging this on. We've got to kind of round this up a little bit. Because we're dragging out again.
Yeah.
So today, with the Halloween evening coming up in a few days, what are we going to discuss today?
Yeah, definitely want to talk about Halloween. It's October 31st, as most people probably know. So it's just a few days from now, but it's celebrated very differently in the US and the UK.
It is.
In the UK, I think it's mostly like parties, right? I mean,
yeah, it's mostly adults. It's an excuse of a party. I mean, we love a party. Any excuse to have a party.
Ah, okay.
Any excuse. So, yeah.
So, was it a shock for you then to come over here and see how big it is in the US?
I mean, it wasn't a huge shock because when I've watched the movies and things, if you watch any kind of movie that deals with Halloween, you see kids trick-or-treating and like going up to the doors. Mm-hmm. And you see people dressed in costumes, but that's in the movie. So I was like, I can't really be like that. And I came over here and we went to, where did we go?
DC.
DC. We went to DC for a few days and it was over Halloween. And we were walking down the street and there was like Superman walking towards me. And on the other side, on the other side of the street, I think was Wonder Woman. And then Spider-Man was getting out of a van on the corner. And I was like, what is...
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah.
They were waiting outside a club. I think it was like a Halloween costume contest or something.
So I was sort of surrounded by these sort of superheroes.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Yeah, and the odd Frankenstein sort of wandering past me as well. It's like, wow. So that was then a shock, but a surprise because I thought it was kind of just in the movies they did that. But it's actually real.
Yeah. It's very different from the UK over here. It's a big deal over here. We do parties, decorations, trick-or-treating, obviously. Have you ever been trick-or-treating?
No, it's not really a thing in the UK. I mean, it wasn't a thing. I think now it became a thing because of the US. Again, because of the movies.
Right.
A lot of sort of things from the US get carried over to the UK. But it's not really a thing. I mean, Halloween, on the whole, it's not a big thing. I used to say parties, a few kids may dress up and go out, but it's not as huge as it was. I mean, as you said, trick-or-treating. I didn't do trick-or-treating when I was a kid.
Yeah, but it's kind of becoming a thing. And for anybody who maybe doesn't know, hasn't done trick-or-treating, hasn't heard of trick-or-treating, it's basically your kids dress up in their costumes. They go around to maybe the neighborhood, for example, and knock on people's doors and say, trick-or-treat. And you're supposed to give them candy. And the Halloween candy sits on the table for the next year and the kids and their parents kind of pick at it and it probably expires because there's just so much candy sitting there. But that's the gist of it. You know, everyone dresses up and goes out. Yeah. I would say maybe up till you're about 15.
Yeah.
Some people do things a little differently, adults really don't do trick-or-treating. They take the kids around or, you know, the older siblings take the kids around trick-or-treating in the neighborhood. If it's a safe neighborhood, you know, things like that. But the reason it's called trick or treat.
I was going to ask that question, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the reason it's called trick or treat, you know, they're given candy, which is treats, obviously. But historically, if someone did not give you treats, and I'm not condoning anything, please, listeners, but if someone did not give you treats when you knocked on their door, they got a trick instead. So it's basically, give me treats or I'm going to give you a trick.
So what kind of trick are we talking about?
Toilet papering.
What's toilet egging. Papering? I mean, toilet papering, like I know what that is. Toilet papering.
So they would take, again, not condoning anything. Please don't try this at home. They would take like rolls of toilet paper and like throw all over the person's house, their trees, their yard. I've
seen that in movies. Toilet paper hanging out the trees.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That
yeah.
person in yeah. that movie did not give someone treats and they got tricked. Okay. Egging as well, throwing eggs. Again, do not recommend.
Yeah.
But that's why it's trick or treat. There's also like jump scares too. Hmm. You know, they might, I'm going to scare you because you didn't give me a treat. So that happens as well. Parties, costumes, obviously.
Yeah.
You've been to a Halloween party. I saw the picture.
Yeah. Back in the UK, my dad owned a pub in East London. And we had a Halloween party. And I didn't know what to dress up as. My brother dressed up as a zombie. And I decided to dress up as a dead rock star. So I had my face painted white. I had a long wig on. And I had this sort of guitar and rock star kind of outfit. And I had contact lenses in my eyes that made my eyes just look sort of red. Just
it
red
looked
eyes.
Really good.
It's very, I mean, you've seen the picture.
It looked really good.
Also, over here, we've done a little bit of
You were a pirate, mostly.
I was Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I was Johnny Depp.
You were not Johnny Depp.
I'm close
you
to Johnny.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
I mean, okay.
You were not Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm definitely not a Johnny Depp. Definitely not. Sorry, why are you laughing? You're supposed to say no, dear.
Well, that's just like, I've dressed up as Wednesday Adams.
Yeah.
I am not Wednesday
Adams. You're not
Adams.
Wednesday Adams.
I can pull off the look really well with the dark
hair. Dark hair, because you've got dark hair. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but definitely not Wednesday Adams. Yeah. Oh, I was also an actress in a haunted house.
Oh.
Did you know that? Do you know this about me?
This is another thing. See, that's why we do these podcasts, because I'm kind of scared of these podcasts, because every time the podcast comes out, it's something I didn't know about you. So you're an actress.
Yes. I did a bit of acting in a haunted house. I was dead girl on table.
Dead girl on table.
Yes.
I'm guessing not much acting involved there, really. I
was
an actress. I was an actress. I was dead girl on table.
There was more to it than that. I had to sit up and scare the people when they came in the room. That was my thing.
Dead girl who wakes up on table then.
Yes, so exactly.
Tiny bit of acting involved.
Yeah, like something out of a movie. I just kind of sat up and just like, you know.
Okay, good. But that's a good point. Movies.
Yeah, Halloween movies. That's a big thing over here. Not so much in the UK, I take it. But
no, not really. I mean, for example, here in a few days, we're going to spend the Halloween waiting for the kiddies to come around and get the candy.
Yes.
But also, we're going to be watching Halloween movies.
Yes, we are. Hocus Pocus. Oh, my God.
Which is your favorite?
Yes. Yeah. My sisters and I are pretty much the Sanderson sisters. If you haven't seen Hocus Pocus, go watch it. You'll know what
I
mean.
It's funny.
So I am a brunette and my two sisters are a blonde and a redhead. Right. So we are the Sanderson
like the
sisters. And we, we quote that movie all the time. But there's a lot of great Halloween movies.
No.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. There's newer ones like Hotel Transylvania, The Nightmare Before Christmas. You kind of have to like watch all of these for Halloween. And then there's like the classic horror films and stuff as well.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, we watched that the other night.
Yeah, we did watch that the other night. Dracula,
thing.
Yeah,
yes, of course. Really I love vampires, actually. That would have been what I said in the warm-up. I would have said I was a vampire.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, lots of movies. I really think the UK, everybody should kind of get on board with this. I know, like, Mexico and, like, Spanish-speaking countries have like their Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead thing coming up. Very, I would say, kind of similar to Halloween, similar thread, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Kind of related festivals, but yeah, everybody should get on board. Yeah.
Enjoy the holiday spirit. Dress up as something.
Yeah. Yeah, I challenge you, listeners, if you haven't, to do something for Halloween. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to dress up this year. I don't know.
You're going to dress up.
Don't think we've got any parties to go to, but I might just dress up. Yeah.
Just dress up. It's
spooky construction worker, maybe.
That's what our nephew said. Nephew was like,
dress up
he's going to be a construction worker.
Dress
what did he say? Oh, he said I was going to be a police officer.
Police officer, police officer and a construction worker. Yeah. So we shall see.
That'd be good. But speaking of everybody should do this, we should probably wrap things up here. See what I did there.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Wrap it up here so everybody can kind of enjoy their Maybe not get tongue-tied and go enjoy their Halloween.
Exactly. Yep. Okay.
So happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween. Enjoy the holidays. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Wear some spooky costumes. Don't eat too much candy.
Be safe.
Be safe. Yeah, that's the most important thing. Be safe. But having said that, I think you should say a spooky goodbye, Chris.
How does one say a spooky goodbye, I wonder?
Go for it.
Goodbye, Chris.